From Spark and Anvil and Biome Forge, this is Burrow in Chapter 1 of the Biome Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Burrow popped her head up out of a fresh mound of turned earth, dusted off her paws, and surveyed the wide prairie with satisfaction, because down beneath all that waving grass, she and her family had built an entire town, and half the animals up top didn't even know they were living on its roof. She was a prairie dog tween, sandy brown and round-cheeked, with strong digging claws and bright, busy eyes. A younger meadowlark kid landed beside her mound. "You just dig holes all day. Isn't that kind of a mess, all these mounds everywhere?" "They're not a mess, they're doors," Burrow said, patting the fresh mound. "Every tunnel I dig loosens the hard soil, so water and air get down to the roots. So the grass grows greener right around my town. Did you notice? And I'm not the only one who uses these tunnels. Burrowing owls nest in the old ones. Snakes shelter here. Beetles, salamanders, spiders. A dozen kinds of creatures move into the rooms I dig and don't use." She tilted her head up at the lark. "I dig a home for me. But when I dig, I accidentally build homes for 100 others. That's the funny secret of animals like me. We can't help making the whole neighborhood better just by doing our own work." The meadowlark looked at the scattered mounds across the prairie and for the first time saw not a mess, but the rooftops of a hidden, crowded, thriving town.
Burrow had not always known she was building for everyone. When she was small, she'd been scolded. Some big grazers grumbled that prairie dog towns ruined the range, and she'd started to feel like a pest, like her digging was a problem. She'd even tried to stop, filling in her tunnels, keeping small. And the patch of prairie around her went quieter. The owls left, the soil packed hard, the grass thinned. An old prairie dog, gray around the muzzle, had watched her shrinking herself. "Trying to be less?" she said. "Look what happens when a town like ours goes quiet. The owls that nested in our rooms have nowhere to go. The soil packs down hard. Fewer creatures, not more." She patted the earth. "Some animals are engineers, little one. We don't just live in the world. We build pieces of it that others need. Making yourself small doesn't help the prairie. It empties a town." Burrow had looked at her own strong digging claws, the very thing she'd been taught to be ashamed of, and felt something turn over. Her digging wasn't a nuisance. It was construction. She wasn't a pest on the prairie. She was one of its builders.
She came to the field station at Bioforge at 12 because a place that studied living systems ought to understand the ones that made homes for others, the quiet engineers everything else depends on. The naturalist met her by two soil trays, one hard-packed and bare, one riddled with little tunnels and sprouting green. "Same soil. Why is one alive and one not?" Burrow scampered close and sniffed. "This one's been dug," she said, pointing to the tunneled tray. "Air and water can get down. Roots can breathe. Little creatures moved into the tunnels. It's a whole apartment building. That one's packed hard. Nothing can get in, so almost nothing lives there." She looked up. "Living soil isn't just dirt. It's built. Somebody dug those doors." The naturalist grinned. "Most people just see holes. You see an apartment building. You belong here."
Burrow's corner filled up with kids who thought their small, ordinary work didn't count for much. A boy came in glum. He'd heard prairie dog towns were being wiped out, called pests, poisoned. And he'd also just been feeling like nothing he did mattered, like he was too small and ordinary to make a difference. The two feelings had knotted together. "They're just little diggers and people are getting rid of them," he said. "And honestly, I feel kind of like a little nobody too. What's the point of small, ordinary work?" Burrow knew that knot, the shame of feeling like a pest, the temptation to shrink. "Let me untie that," she said gently. "Prairie dogs aren't pests. They're keystone engineers.
Losing a prairie dog town means losing the owls and snakes and beetles and richer soil that came with it. Whole other animals disappear when the diggers do. Their ordinary, everyday digging turns out to hold a big piece of the prairie together. And it stores carbon in all that living, aerated soil, too. She nudged a card over. You can't save every town, but you can learn that pest is often just a word for an engineer nobody understood yet. You can tell that story. You can protect one. Her busy eyes softened. And here's the part for you. Ordinary, everyday work, the kind that just quietly keeps things going, is exactly the kind a whole world can be built on. Nobody feels like a keystone while they're doing the small daily thing. That's just what a keystone looks like from the inside. The boy's knot loosened.
Later, quieter, he came back. When your work is small and ordinary, he said, and nobody claps for it, how do you believe it matters? Burrow thought about the emptied patch, the gray old digger, the strong claws she'd been ashamed of. You look at what would go missing if you stopped, she said. That's the honest measure. Not how big your work looks, how much would fall quiet without it. She patted her fresh mound, content. When I dig my town and see the owls move into the old rooms, and the grass go green over my tunnels, and the beetles take the halls I don't use, I don't feel like a little nobody making messes. I feel like a builder whose ordinary work happens to be holding up a whole neighborhood. The best building anybody does usually looks up close, like just somebody doing their small daily job. The boy nodded slowly, and Burrow watched him sit up, steady and solid, the way good living soil sits once it's been given its doors.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Burrow. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.